Like I say, we appreciate the service thus far this morning. We appreciate what our heart's been made to feel already in the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Not be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for the service today. It's been good to be here. I do appreciate the songs and appreciate everything been said and done. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some. I believe it's the 15th chapter. I'll find it right quick. Fourteenth chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll start with the first verse. Chapter it says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. They sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. No man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and every kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation. And there's a good bit in this chapter, as they are other scriptures, and sometimes I have to have a starting point and a way of starting, and I don't know whether we'll go from there, but nonetheless we've got a starting place in that of this scripture. This scripture that we've got had come to us, and I'll just be honest with you, I had a little bit of a fight with it, or a war, whatever you want to call, but this is what we have. So you just bear with us that we'll be able to get ourselves out of the way and just try to deliver that the Lord seemingly has laid upon our hearts. The 13th verse says, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Now, there's some things that no doubt that's in this chapter that a lot of people would like to maybe hear about and maybe get a hold of, but I don't reckon I'm going to preach very much of what I've read you this morning, but I felt like reading it nonetheless. But I want to talk just a little bit this morning out of the latter part of this chapter, and I'm trying to keep it just as close as I can to that of the context of which it's in. It said, Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Now, we hear this scripture a lot of times at a funeral. most of the time that this verse is read and even mentioned as far as that goes. But I want you to think for just a little bit this morning according to what he's talking about here. And he said, and I heard a voice from heaven. He said, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So he is talking about those, my friend, that kept the faith and those that kept the commandments. Brethren, according to what he's saying here, and he said, here's the patience of the saints. And he says, they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I won't talk about that latter part, the Lord help us, for just a minute. And I don't know altogether what we'll bring to you, but we're going to try our best to bring out some of that seemingly is on our heart this morning. I really do, and I do. I appreciate what we've heard this morning and what we've seen, and brethren, what we've felt. I really do. I appreciate that. That of the church, I appreciate you being obedient unto that of the Spirit of God. The Bible says here that brethren, their works do follow them. And my friend, I want to thank you to thank my friend, and you think along with us, brethren, about men and women of the Bible, that their works did follow them. My friend, it followed them. It was close to them. My friend, not just close to them, brethren, it was there of which they lived, my friend, and it carried on. That's what he's talking about. They're carrying on, my friend, even after they're dead. They most certainly are. You know that we're noted as the children of faith. My friend, we're noted as the children of Abraham. My friend, yes, we are. You say, preacher, I'm not a Jew. My friend, well, I'm not one outwardly. My friend, but I'm going to claim one inwardly. Yes, I am. My friend, Paul said it's not the Jew outwardly. My friend, but it was the Jew that was inwardly. My friend, brethren, I want you to realize, my friend, that Abraham believed. My friend followed him. Yes, it did. My friend, it's in very much effect today. Yes, it is. The Bible says Abraham believed God. Brethren, and it was counted to him for righteousness. My friend, Abraham believed God. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Righteousness. My friend, had nothing to do with that. Brethren, of the law or the Mosaical law. My friend, or that of the commandments. My friend, brethren, he believed God. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he believed God. My friend, they scripture today. My friend, how would you like to have something, brethren, that would follow you? My friend, there's a lot of folks that probably like to get rid of some things. My friend, brethren, that followed them. Yes, they was, but I, brethren, it's one thing. My friend, that things are remembered. My friend, but it's another thing that they follow you. My friend, yes, sir. Their works do follow them. You say, preacher, I don't understand what you're saying. Brethren, there's a difference between remember, my friend, and following. Yes, they are. You just bear with us. My friend. friend, for just a minute. We'll brethren, take our time. I just got to take time sometimes. Help my friend, brethren, and do that that we feel the Lord's, my friend, impressed us to do and impressed us to give to you. Help my friend, brethren, the Mosaical law. Help my friend, brethren, it was given by God. Help my friend, was it not? One writer said the law came because of transgression. Help my friend, had they not transgressed, help my friend, God would not have sent a law. Help my friend, but brethren, there was already a law in force. And did you not know? Help my friend, they are. You go back in Paul's writing and you'll get about as confused, help my friend, as you can. Help brethren, when he talks about him, help my friend, and the law that's within him. Help my friend, and the law that he does serve. Help my friend, he served the law with his flesh. Help my friend, yes he did. Yes he did. I'll not get into all that. Help my friend, the Lord being our helper. Help my friend, I want you to know that your works will follow you. Help my friend, he is talking about them. Help my friend that believed in God, kept the commandments. Help my friend and had faith in God. Help my friend, that's the ones he is talking about. Help brethren that their works did follow them. Help my friend, Moses had no idea. Help brethren that the Ten Commandments that he had in his hands, help my friend, brethren, would be carried out for thousands and thousands of years. Help my friend, they followed him. Yes, they did. They were left behind. Help my friend, yes, they were. Help my friend, brethren, and that's a good thing. Oh, it most certainly is. Help my friend, brethren, Paul was a man. Help my friend, brethren, that wrote most of the New Testament. Help my friend, according to the books and the number of books. Help my friend, brethren, and they were some things and teachings. Help my friend that Paul taught that followed him. Yes, they did. Help my friend, they didn't just follow him. Help my friend, they're still going on. Help my, yes, sir, they're the, it's the word of God. Help my friend, out of there, the hand of Paul. Help my friend, brethren, I'm persuaded, no doubt. Brethren, Paul got a lot of it. We was talking. Help my friend, this morning, some of you. Help my friend, about your lowest point. Help my friend, and about getting down. Help my friend, brethren, I know. Help my friend, that I've hit rock bottom before. Help my friend, but thank God we're still on the rock. Yes, sir. Help my friend, don't have to get off the rock. Help my friend to hit rock bottom. No, you don't. Help my friend, but thank God. There's some people on a slippery rock. Help my friend, I got news for you. I ain't on no slippery rock. Help my friend, no, sir, and I don't stumble around on this rock. Help my friend, no, sir, really. That's just, help my friend, just a piece of, a piece of what I am. Help my friend, brethren, that rock ain't gonna move. No, sir, really. No, it's not, brethren. You've got something to work on. Help my friend, you've got something to build a foundation on. Help my friend, and you've got something in your life. Help my friend, that will follow you. Help my friend, yes, it will. Help my friend, mark her down. Help my friend, brethren, it'll follow you. Help my, it most certainly will. There's things that are remembered of some people. Help my friend, brethren, it's just a remembrance. Help my friend, did you know that? Help my friend, there's a woman in the Bible. Help
my friend, brethren, that she is so wicked. My friend, the scripture says, my friend, that there's not even a spot where she's buried. My friend, that they might pass by and say, here lies Jezebel. My friend, brethren, she was so wicked. My friend, she's remembered for her wickedness. Did you know that? My friend, she's remembered, brethren, for her wickedness. My friend, brethren, the works that she done perished. My friend, with her, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, they didn't have enough of her to bury. My friend, but that of what they did have left was a witness, brethren, against her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Remember, my friend, how many of you, my friend, brethren, when you get to talking about Lot, my friend, and Lot being down in Sodom and Gomorrah, my friend, brethren, I don't see, my friend, in the New Testament, too many things, my friend, that talks about Lot except one, my friend, and it said that his righteous soul was vexed day by day. My friend, brethren, but you know what the scripture says about Lot's wife? My friend, it says, remember Lot's wife. My friend, remember Lot's wife. My friend, there's some people's works that we can remember. My friend, there's some people's works that we have to think about. My friend, and then there's other people. My friend, there's people round about this church. My friend, that's done passed on. My friend, their works are still being done. My friend, their works are carrying on. My friend, some of their prayers are carrying on. They most certainly are. My friend, brethren, they had something in their heart. My friend, brethren, and I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, there's more. More than like you. Likely more than a few. My friend, sitting here this morning because my friend, of their works. Yes, sir, they've left with you. Yes, sir, they've left a pattern. Yes, sir, David wasn't even around when the temple, my friend, brethren, was built. Did you know that? My friend, David wasn't even around. My friend, he had done passed on. My friend, but he left something with Solomon. My friend, yes, he did. Brethren, he left things with Solomon, my friend, that he expected Solomon to build the house of God. My friend, brethren, gave him the pattern. Yes, sir, give him the pattern. My friend, prepared the timbers. My friend, and gave him the treasure. My friend, to build it with. Did he not? My friend, that ain't all, brethren. He charged him before he left this world. My friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'll tell you this morning, I'll tell you what breaks the heart of a mother and a dad. My friend, a grandmother and a granddad. Now, I'll tell you what breaks their heart. My friend, when their children and their grandchildren, my friend, don't do, my friend, as they've been raised. My friend, it breaks their heart. My friend, these folks that's been carried to church all their life. My friend, brethren, they got memories, thank God, they can cherish. My friend, but brethren, they some works before them. My friend, that they ain't never gonna get away from. Now, did you know that? My friend, I believe they some people. My friend got so hard-hearted. my friend, that they seen. They seen just how evil they could be. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not preach that. My friend, I've known men. My friend, and known of men. My friend, brethren, that done things just to spite. My friend, their mother and their dad. My friend, brethren, the Bible says, brethren, the first commandment with promise. My friend, it's for the children to obey the mother and the father. My friend, it's the first commandment with promise. Yes, it is this morning. My friend, I don't know your heart, don't know where you're sitting this morning, but there's a difference, and I want you to realize. My friend, there's a difference, my friend, in works following on. My friend, and works just remembered. My friend, brethren, I can remember when Peter, my friend, denied the Lord 3 times. My friend, don't you? My friend, Christ even told him. He said, Peter, before the cock crow. My friend said, you'll deny me thrice. My friend, and Peter said, not me. My friend, not me. Brethren, I want you to know with everything that Peter had within him. My friend, I believe he meant that. I believe he meant he'd go with him. My friend, and he would never deny him. My friend, but what happened? What happened, my friend? Can I ask you? My friend, we put Peter down a lot of times. My friend, a lot of people do. But I've always said there's a couple of things about Peter. My friend, brother, number one. Brother, he's the only one that ever got out of the boat. Yes, he was. Yes, sir. We'll talk about him falling in the water. Thank God he's out of the boat. My friend, yes, he was. Yes, sir. My friend, and when they took the Lord to judgment hall, my friend, he is the closest one to him. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. When that cock crew the 3rd time, my friend, the Bible says when it crowed, that Jesus looked at Peter. My friend, and Peter looked at Jesus. My friend, and he ran out and wept bitterly. My friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did. My friend, but tell me who it was that stood on the day of Pentecost. My friend, and preached the message. My friend, and 3,000 souls was added to the church. My friend, brethren, there's some things that Peter done. That's still going on today. Yes, they are. There's some things that the early church, my friend, and those disciples, brethren, there's some things that they started, brethren, that's still being carried on today. Yes, they are. My friend, yes. Yes, their works did follow them. My friend, it most certainly did. My friend, I can remember folks. I'm sure you can remember folks. My friend, I don't know about you. My friend, and I'll just say this. My friend, these people, men and women alike. My friend, and the scripture teaches such. My friend, brethren, that a righteous man falling, my friend, in the presence of a lost and a dying world, basically is what he's talking about. Falling before the wicked, my friend, brethren, it causes a great harm. Yes, it does. It causes a great hurt. Brethren, that one that's supposedly righteous. My friend, falling before that of the wicked. My friend, brethren, it hurts. My friend, it causes damage. My friend, and it damages sometimes. You say, preacher, it can't damage their heart. my friend, brethren, it may not damage their soul. My friend, but brethren, it'll affect them. Oh, it has its effect, my friend, and in a negative way. It most certainly does. These men and women alike, my friend, that I, my friend, I can't get over the remembrance, my friend, of some of the things that they've done. My friend, I'd just be playing with you. I'd just say, preacher, you ain't forgive them. I didn't say that. My friend, brethren, I tell you, I don't hold things against folks. My friend, but brethren, there's some things that I just can't erase. My friend, brethren, they've happened. My friend, and it affected me. My friend, I might not have should have been so close to them. My friend, but the fact of it is, you can't stay at a distance from everybody. My friend, no, you can't. My friend, you gotta love somebody. Now, sometime. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. My friend, Paul, what kind of effect did Paul have? My friend, on the world. My friend, I read here the other night. My friend, about how Paul, my friend, how Paul, my friend, was him that was sent to the Gentile. My friend, yes, sir, he was sent to the Gentile race. My friend, yes, sir, and when he first went, my friend, brethren, Peter and all the rest of them, James and John, my friend, and all them was against him. My friend, yes, sir, yes, sir, but Paul went out toward the Gentile. My friend, back at Jerusalem, my friend, the council got together. My friend, that being the council of the other disciples. My friend, and they said, oh, Paul doing wrong. My friend, yes, sir, he going the wrong direction. My friend, but I want you to know. My friend, after a while, my friend, the Lord showed them different. Did you know that? My friend, after a while, old Paul come to Jerusalem. My friend, yes, sir, and he confronted Peter. My friend, and the rest of them. My friend, and they sent, they gathered together. My friend, and they sent them on out. My friend, and I said, just see that you forget not the widows. Yeah. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, they some things, my friend, even today. My friend, Peter, I'll talk about him just a minute, my friend. Peter said, even about Paul, my friend, he said, Paul preaches things, my friend, that are hard to be understood. My friend, he didn't understand it all. My friend, no, he didn't, but I'll promise you one thing. My friend, Paul, brethren, he knowed where his calling come from. My friend, and so did Peter. My friend, you know why Peter and the other disciples couldn't stop Paul? My friend, because it was of God. My friend, it wasn't of man. My friend, brethren, if it be of God, you're not going to overthrow it. My friend, no, you're not. Why? Why do we preach things that we preach today? My friend, because they've been left with us. My friend, they some works that's continuing on. My friend, you say, preacher, you know us Baptists sometimes. My friend, we don't like that word, works. My friend, we just don't like that word. But the fact of it is, we all got some. Yes, we do. We've all got some works. My friend, I'd like to leave some things behind. It's already been said here this morning. My friend, about what you leave behind. My friend, I don't think she is talking about silver and gold. My friend, and all these things. My friend, nothing wrong with some of that, but I'll promise you one thing. My friend, it won't last as long. My friend, is what the Lord gives you. my yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother. Even David knowed what it was. My friend, to get a hold of the Lord. My friend, and to follow after the things of the Lord. He most certainly did. He wrote about them. My friend, he wrote about how blessed it was. My friend, to follow on after the Lord. Brethren, some things that had been left with us. My friend, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. My friend, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. My Psalms 1:1. My friend, and 2 says this. My friend, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. My friend, and in it doth he meditate both day and night. My friend, brethren, he knowed where his food come from. He knowed where his strength come from. My friend, I'll tell you something, folks. My friend, brother, we need to realize that our strength comes from the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't take a heart that's broken. My friend, and make it over again. But I know a man who can. Yes, sir. My friend, thank God. Thank God this morning. I know a man who can. My friend, now I'm going to say this. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know. My friend, I'm trying to search things out and just to see whether or not I ought to be in this way or not. My friend, I'm going to tell you something, and I'll just be as plain as I know how to be this morning. My friend, brother, you can search all you want to search. My friend, you ain't going to find anything any better than the Word of God. My friend, now, I might make a statement here that a lot of folks ain't going to sit with, but I'm going to make it anyway. My friend, brethren, there's not anything wrong with the Baptist. My friend, there's not anything wrong with being of the Baptist faith. My friend, and the truth of it is, I'll tell you the whole nutshell of it. My friend, there's a lot of Baptists that don't even know what they believe. My friend, they most certainly are. My friend, but I'll guarantee you one thing. You study the Word of God, and I'll promise you, my friend, whether you're a Baptist or whether you're not, my friend, the Word of God won't lead you in a wrong direction. My friend, no, it won't. You say, preacher, these people that's more spiritual than you. My friend, brethren, I ain't talking about spiritual. My friend, as an individual, there's a lot of folks think they got a monopoly on the Holy Ghost. My friend, did you know that? Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. My friend, but I'll tell you something. My friend, brethren, I'm glad that they ain't got the rights over it. My friend, no, sir. On the day of Pentecost, you know what come down? My friend, the Bible said the Holy Ghost come down. My friend, and it sat upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. My friend, yes, sir, and they did hear in their own tongue or their own language. My, they most certainly did. My friend, brethren, I got news for you. My friend, you may not know this. My friend, but the Spirit of God is an interpreter. Did you not know that? My friend, did you not? Brethren, I've had people to come be in meeting with us from time to time that had never been in such a meeting. My friend, and they, their number one question, my friend, brethren, is what do y'all do? And y'all get down, my friend, and y'all, everybody's praying. My friend, it just confused them. my friend, yeah. According to them, we was out of a different tongue. Yes, sir, that's exactly what they said. Said, I don't understand that. My friend, brother, and I tell you, unless you're born again, you don't understand. No, you don't. My friend, you say, preacher, everything hinges on that being born again. My friend, but you Baptists, you better believe it does. My friend, he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible things, but by the word of God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, by the word of God. My friend, brother, you get a hold of the word of God and you see if, my friend, you leave here, you see if your works don't follow you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you're going to leave just a little memory. My friend, about how things was. My friend, about how things used to be. My friend, about the life that you lived. My friend, brother, you gonna leave something that just be remembered? My friend, are you gonna leave something, thank God, that'll follow you? My friend, or that can be followed? My friend, I'll just put it that way. My friend, you can run up and down these roads. My friend, yes, sir, and you can see on the side of the road they've put a plaque. My friend, this is a such and such a highway. My friend, in remembrance of this. My friend, or in remembrance of this, or maybe, my friend, just in honor of this. My friend, or that one. Yes, sir, and there's nothing wrong with that. My friend, there's not anything in this world wrong with that. My friend, but brethren, their works is going to carry on further than that little memory. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not talk like that. My friend, brethren, the Bible says and teaches us, my friend, that we ought to leave some things, my friend, with the next generation. My friend, that the next people can pick up and carry on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know this morning. My friend, what you think? You say, preacher, that's a funeral message. My friend, talking about them that's gone on. My friend, that said, yeah, and their works do follow them. My friend, their works do follow them. My friend, I'm not just talking about the remembrance of them. My friend, we're talking about their works. My friend, that, my friend, that changed people's lives. My friend, it'll still work today. Do you know that? My friend, these people that's asked me, my friend, about certain preachers. My friend, some of the younger ones, they hear their names called every now and again. My friend, or maybe they got a tape and they listen to them. My friend, and they wondered, said, just what kind of preacher were they? My friend, well, my friend, they must have been a good one. Their works is still going on. My friend, yes, sir, their works is still going on. My friend, yes, sir. You go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. My friend, brethren, and them that died by faith, and them that lived by faith. My friend, brethren, you see what that chapter says about them. My friend, you know why it talks about them men and those women? My brethren, it talks about them because their works still following them. Yes, sir, Ray, their works is continuing on. My friend, by faith. My friend, in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. My brother, hear me this morning. My friend, it ain't all together. Brethren, that your papa or your dad was a good man. My friend, that makes you what you are. my friend, but I'll say this, somewhere along the line, there's been some dads and moms that's left some good influence. My friend, yes, sir, or else you wouldn't be here. Did you know that? My friend, did you know that? Did you know that? My friend, I'll tell you what. My friend, I can't help it. There's just some things, brethren, that's went on just even this week. My friend, some of them talking about the revival there at Stoners. My friend, very seldom do you see, my friend, a brother and a sister saved in the same night. My friend, very seldom, but they had a brother and a sister. Actually, a sister and a brother. My friend, the way it worked. Yes, sir. My friend, then Friday night, they had another one saved. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, it makes no difference this morning. My friend, brethren, outside of the fact that somebody's works are still going on. Now, yes, sir. Thank God. My friend, somebody, thank God, brought them to the house of God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. This boy and girl's mother. My friend, brethren, she's still, and I believe she's still taking chemo. My friend, yes, sir. And she didn't feel like coming Tuesday night. My friend, brethren, she is down. My friend, yeah. Yeah. Her testimony is she don't know how she got there. My friend, but brethren, before that boy got finished out of the altar, thank God she come to meeting. Yes, sir. Somebody done text her. My friend, and told her about Francis getting saved. My friend, brethren, it wasn't just a few minutes. Here come her boy. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Before, thank God, all got said and done, she is there. Yes, sir. She is in the meeting, my friend. Listen to me. My friend, brethren, there's been some things that's carried on. My friend, there's been some things that this church was established on. My friend, that's still going on today. My friend, and I hope and pray, and you need to hope and pray, that it'll continue on past you. My, yes, sir, past you. My friend, we need more, my friend, that's going to grow. Yes, sir, there ain't nothing wrong with growing. You know that. My friend, they really not. Oh, yeah, glory. My friend, brethren, you can grow more, more and more. We sang a song, I think it's in the church hymnal. My friend, number 6, I believe it is, says, I want to know more, my friend, about my Lord. My friend, yeah, I want to know more. Do you know what God's looking for? He's looking for people that wants to know more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I preach Friday night, by the way. My friend, as I know some of you know, my friend, and I can't help it. There's some things I can't get away from. My friend, brethren, I preached about spiritual understanding. Yes, sir, spiritual understanding. My friend, brethren, these people that just needs their eyes opened. My friend, spiritually. Yes, sir, spiritually. My friend, I'm going to say this. My friend, brethren, if the devil can kill you, he's going to. My friend, if you're one of the Lord's, I thought a lot of times people, my friend, people saying, my friend, about how the Lord, my friend, how the devil, my friend, was causing them so much trouble. My friend, yeah, and how he had them down. My friend, well, if you're one of the Lord's, my friend, you might as well get a hold of something. My friend, the devil, he gonna have heyday with you. My friend, and if it don't take but this much to keep you out of the house of God, he gonna give you that much. my friend, but if you'll stay for that much, he'll give that to you. Yes, he will. My friend, but if you won't stay for that or that or that, my friend, brethren, he's just going to give you a rough time. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say this, and you best take it to heart. My friend, there's two things you better have. My friend, you better have some works, my friend, that'll stand. My friend, yes, sir. And you best have some experience under your belt. Glory. My friend, preacher, how in the world do I get that? My friend, you keep on coming. My friend, you keep on coming when you don't feel like it. My friend, you keep on coming when you don't even think you want to. My friend, brethren, just show up the house of God. My friend, I'll promise you, you'll get something. My friend, brethren, that'll help you on your journey. Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. And their works do follow them. My friend, they'll be at rest. My friend, and their works do follow them. How many of you want your works following you? Yeah. Oh, you say, preacher, I'm not going to heaven because of my works. No. My friend, neither am I. My friend, but brethren, if you've got faith, you've got some works. My friend, or else you ain't got no faith. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's one reason I'm going to heaven. You say, preacher, it's because you're a preacher. They ain't got nothing. My friend, that's got nothing to do with it. My friend, it's because I've got Jesus. My friend, it's because he saved my soul. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, it's because my name's written down. Thank God. There's a name written down, and it's mine. Thank God it's mine. My friend, I got a little white stone. I don't know about you. My friend, but brethren, the scripture says he give every man. My friend, that overcometh. My friend, a little white stone. My friend, and a name in that stone. My friend, that nobody knows except him that gave it and him that receiveth it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you, this morning, no, it ain't a shouting message when you talk about works. My friend, I'm going to tell you something, can I? My friend, we got a boy down there that we work with, my friend. We got a piece of equipment. My friend, and I went over and I asked them. They really wasn't in the department of maintenance that to work on these things. My friend, but I'd seen this boy's work. Yes, sir. My friend, and I liked it. My friend, I most certainly did. And I said, now, I went over to his boss and I said, now I know. My friend, it ain't y'all's place. My friend, I said, we got a piece of equipment over here. My friend, I said, everybody over there is ready to burn it. They ready to get rid of it. I know. My friend, I said, it still serves a purpose. My friend, you can still find parts for it. My friend, but I said, these things that they've got rigged up on it is just what they are, a bunch of rigs. Yes, sir. I said, I'd like for you to look at it. My friend, and tell me what you can do. My friend, yeah. My friend, now it took him a day or two. It probably took him a couple of days longer. My friend, brethren, than what somebody else might could have done. My friend, I don't mind telling you, and I work right down here at Bowles Pallets. My friend, go down and hit 140, and you go out about 3 or 4 miles, you'll see it right there on the right. You stop by, and I'll show you that piece of equipment. Yes, I will. My friend, brethren, he done her up. My friend, brethren, it looks good. That ain't all. It works good. with less, my friend, with less problems. My friend, that's what I'm talking about. My friend, well, how many of you would like somebody to work on something you got? My friend, you went by and seen their works. My friend, you didn't like the looks of it. My friend, I doubt that you'd get them to work for you. My friend, did you know that? I doubt you'd hire them to do it. My friend, you'll say, preacher, that's different, is it? My friend, I want you to know they some good old saints of God done left here. My friend, I ain't never altogether wanted what they had. My friend, but thank God, I'm glad that they had what they had. Yes, sir. Do you know why? Because a lot of what they had satisfied my soul. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. My friend, Sister Pearl Swanson, she'd get down there at Stoner's. This was way before I ever pastored. My friend, but I become her pastor. My friend, not too long after this. My friend, but brother, she'd sit right over there. My friend, about where Rick and Deb sitting. And her husband, Frank, well, he was asked Frank Taylor. She was a Taylor, but she was a Swanson. Her husband died. My friend, anyway, she married Frank. You just had, there's a story. My mother used to work for it with her for years. And she always called her Pearl Swanson. And I thought her name was Swanson. My friend, I really did. But brethren, I'll tell you, you let meeting get started. My friend, you let the preacher get to preaching. My friend, yes, sir. And you know what? Just in a minute, you'd hear a little old life. My friend, yeah, just a little old life. My friend, a little old high-pitched life. My friend, and he'd go, my friend, I can't even do it. My friend, but brethren, I'll tell you, them first two, my friend, they were sort of starters. You know what I mean? Yeah, glory. My friend, brethren, she'd get started. My friend, next thing you know, she'd just let it out like a machine gun. My friend, just a laughing. Yes, sir. And if old Walden Abernathy was around in the congregation, thank God, he'd get that old high shrill. My friend, and he'd go, whoo. My brethren, it gets started way up. My, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it wouldn't be long, my friend. They a little bit of everybody. My friend had to chime in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? You know what, Leroy? My friend, I ain't looking for no Pearl Swanson. My friend, her works are still going on. Yes, they are. My friend, Narwhal and them. My friend, his is still going. These messages that man's preaching, it was for me. Do you know that? It was for me. My friend, yes, sir. His works is still going on. My friend, do you know what I'm looking for? My friend, I'm looking for a little Pearl Swanson. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm looking for a little Walden Abernathy. My friend, believe it or not, we're looking for little Peters and little Pauls. My friend, and Johns. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, don't tell me that he won't touch them when they're young. My friend, brethren, these youngins are listening. It's done been proven. My friend, I'll tell you one thing. My friend, I'll tell you what will get you. My friend, brethren, you got a couple of them fairly young. My friend, you've been in revival 3 or 4 weeks in a row. My friend, you get home late. My friend, you're tired. You can't hardly go to sleep either. help my friend. And then next thing you know, there's one of them at your bed. Help my friend. Yeah. Help my friend. Mama, I can't sleep. Mama, I can't sleep. Help my friend. They always done her that way. They never did get on my side. Help my friend. I'd hear them come in. They'd stand there for minutes on end. Help my friend. You wouldn't hear nothing. Then you might hear a little whimper. Help my friend. She'd say, now, honey, go on back to bed. Help my friend. It'll be all right. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Dodie. She is worse than Josh ever was. But help my friend. Josh done about the same thing. Help my friend. You carry him to meeting, my friend. You see if God don't get to deal him that hard. Help my friend. And folks, when they're listening, my friend, it don't take no freight train to get their attention. Help my friend. They'll hear that still, small voice. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend. What'd she say? She done know that story? Help my friend. Why did she know that story? Help my friend. There's a reason she know that story. Help my friend. There's not a mother or dad or a grandmother or granddad, either one, sitting here this morning. Help my friend that it wouldn't do your heart good for your children to be on fire for God. Help my friend. Did you know that? Help my friend. I'm talking about on fire for God. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to know more about him. Help my. I want to know more. Help my friend. I don't altogether. Help my friend understand what's going to be out yonder. Help my friend. Do you? Help my friend. We've all got our pictures. Help my friend. We've all got our pics. Help my friend. I'm going to tell you something. Help my friend. They ain't a doubt in my mind where Stephen wound up at. Are they yours? Are they yours? Help my friend. Well, I'm going to tell you the day that Stephen left here. Help my friend. Thank God Paul saw something. Saul. It was Saul then, but something happened that boy. Yes, sir. Something got a hold of him. Help my friend. Yes, sir. He didn't get over it. Help my friend. Brother, it might have been a few years later, but when he was on that road to Damascus and the Lord got talking to him, he knowed who it was. Yes, sir. And he said, who art thou, Lord? Yeah. Who art thou, Lord? Help my friend. He knowed the Lord was dealing with him. Help my friend and talking to him. Don't just leave him a remembrance. Help my friend of how things are. Help my friend or how things was. Help my friend. I don't know how many years. Help my friend it was that Brother Fonzo Cochran was clerk. Help my friend here at this church. 40-something. 47. Help my friend, to my knowledge, according to his own testimony, he never missed a conference. Is that right? Help my friend, never missed a conference. Help my friend, they had on Saturday night too, by the way. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Not knocking anything. Help my friend, brother, he did. He come in one night and he was sick. He told. Help my friend. He said he was sick. Help my friend. He said, I believe Thurman was the pastor at that time. Said he asked Thurman. Help my friend. He said, Thurman, he said, is there any way we can just go ahead? Help my friend and have conference. Help my friend. I'm sick and I'm going to have to go. Glory to God. Help my friend, brethren, his works is still going on, ain't they, Steve? Yes, they are. Glory to God. Help my friend, they'll never die. Help my, no, they won't. They'll never die. Glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, I'm going to tell you something. Help my friend about Fonzo. I just say, preacher, he didn't know what the world was. Help my friend, probably no more than you do. Help my friend about the world that then was. Help my friend, yeah. Help my friend, you know what he done before he got saved? That, my friend, is a moonshiner. Yes, sir, the night he got saved, he was on the mountain making moonshine. That, my friend, yes, sir. How about, brother, he didn't stay on that mountain. That, my friend, you know what he done? He messed up. He married a church-going woman. Glory! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory! Hallelujah! My friend, you listen to me. My friend, I wouldn't advise. My friend, I wouldn't advise, my friend, you women trying to think you'll change a man. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. If the Lord says it's okay, then my friend, it'd probably be okay. My friend, but I'll tell you, man, if you don't want to be in misery, my friend, you better not marry that church-going woman. Glory to God. You know why I'm saying what I'm saying. You know why I'm preaching why I'm preaching. My friend, brother, there's been some men and women, their works are still going on. My friend, we just don't remember, my friend, what they was. My friend, thank God we remember their dedication and their commitment. My friend, to the house of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, no doubt. My friend, men and women alike, my friend, went to the meeting house when they didn't feel like going. My friend, and I'll say this, in their day, my friend, they didn't have the modern things of the of today. No, sir, most of them walked. My friend, if they didn't have an old horse wagon, my friend, or a horse of some kind. My friend, I'd have Pastor Zion Hill down yonder. My friend, I went to Zion Hill after I left here the first time. My friend, we got up in conference down there. There was two big old trees, big old oak trees. There's, you couldn't reach around them. My friend, two, one on one side of the sidewalk and one on the other. My friend, and brother, the roots had just tore up everything. You couldn't clean off a parking space. You had to park around all them roots and trees and what have you. My friend, and they had done tried to do something with them, and a lot of them said, oh, we ain't cutting them down. My friend, yeah. I understand all about that. My friend, but one conference night, they got up and they had done got together, and they had come to the place that they had to do something with them. My friend, brother, and as old as they was, they just cut them down. My friend, brother, and the men there at the church done it. My friend, we was out there, we cut them down. My friend, and then they took right where them stumps was and they started burning them. My friend, you know what? We come to church that week. My friend, old Buddy Black, I had something in the back of his truck. He said, come here, I want to show you something. My friend, he said, you ain't never seen one of them. My friend, there's an old ring about that big around. My friend had a screw hook on it. My friend, he said, that's where we tied our horses. Yes, sir. I had one in both trees. My friend, listen to me. My friend, they shaded their beasts while they went to meeting. Yes, sir. My friend, we don't have to live like that now. My friend, brethren, we've got modern. Have we not? My friend, I went to Union Grove Baptist Church on the old slatted benches. My friend, I've actually got one on my front porch. My friend, but it's got a pad on it. My friend, brother, they put new pews in. I had an opportunity and I got one. My friend, I don't know where I ever sat on it or not. My friend, but I still got part of my home, sir. Yes, sir. Where I saved. Glory. My friend, yeah, where my roots are. My friend, yeah. Thank God. My friend, there's somebody, my friend, around Union Grove. Even today, my friend, still wanting church to go on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, come get a verse of a song. I'm about to hush. my friend, can I tell you something? My friend, yeah, we know all about what Peter done. My friend, you know who else we know what done? My friend, I'm not going to end on a sour note, but I'm going to bring you one. Listen to me. My friend, how many of you know what Judas done? Yeah. My friend, it ain't hard to figure out what Judas done. The Bible tells us what Judas done. Judas is carried. My friend, yes, sir, there's more than one Judas, too, by the way. Yes, they were. My friend, yes, he sold him out. My friend, yes, he went out. And you know what? He couldn't find no place. My friend, to repent. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, just study it out. My friend, think about it for just a minute. My friend, yes. Yes. He was right amongst them. My friend, Jesus said himself, he said, have I not called you 12? He said, and one of you's a devil. My friend, one of you is a devil. My friend, he said it in the midst of those 12. My friend, and they begin to cry out, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? My friend, yeah, the one that dips his hand and sops with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to go just a little bit further. My friend, don't feel so bad. Don't feel so bad about our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My friend, being crucified, don't get all down. My friend, about him being crucified. Brethren, he had to be. My friend, yes, sir, he had to die. Now, while preacher, he didn't have to die that way, sure he did. My friend, he had to become the curse. My friend, for every one of us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he had to taste death. My friend, for every one of us. Yes, he did. My friend, and can I happily tell you this morning, the work of which he done, my friend, is still going on. Glory! Glory to God! That Jesus done for all mankind, my friend, still has power today. Does it not? It still will save people today. It'll still bring us. It will. It'll still bring us to the place of repentance. The Bible says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance. Worketh repentance that need not be repented of. Does our works follow us? Will our works follow us? Or is it just going to be a remembrance? Oh, I remember that. Will your works follow you? There's a little church down there in Pine Log. If you go down there right before you get to 140, you get on the old Folsom Road. It goes right under a little trestle. Train goes across, but it's a tight little place. There's a church right there, right as you go under it. And there's a marker out there at that church that says some words, something like this. Man of God was preaching. And in his message, he began to preach and say, Lord, if it takes the earth a moving to wake up this people, then may it happen. And they said it happened. The marker. The marker. Just no quicker than he got it out of his mouth, the earth began to quake. Is that a work that man's remembered for it?
Huh? He's remembered for it. I can imagine being in the congregation. Can you? I can imagine. I can imagine there's some people got to moving. Don't you think? I can imagine. You say, preacher, he won't move earth now. Yes, he will. Truth of it is, he's moved your earth. Yes. Done many things. Many things. And we've trembled and stood. And yet, we've not seen the necessity. I'm not saying, brethren, that you've got to do everything that they done years ago. And I'm not saying that you got to be like them, but I will say this. You're going to have what they had. You're going to have in your heart what they had if you're going to make it from earth to glory. And I'll be honest with you. If you've got it, I believe there's going to be some committing somewhere. There's going to be a commitment. You're going to come down to the end of your journey and you'll find out that your works will follow you. They'll follow you. But if you're not committed, and maybe you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you'll come down to the end of your journey and there'll be a remembrance. There'll be a remembrance. You can remember. All of us can remember Ahab and Jezebel. You can remember. And the scripture says, remember. There's some things that he wants you to look at every now and again. But their works do follow them. I could go on and on. I can tell you personally about men and women around this church that their works are still carrying on. Still carrying on. Well, preacher, I'm my own man. Yeah, but their works are still continuing. What about us? What about us? Hey, some things that needs to continue when we leave here. There's some things while we stand.